Broadcasting live from the beautiful Mandalay Bay Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, Nevada, it's OAUG Radio at Collaborate 15, the technology and applications forum for the Oracle community. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Welcome back to Collaborate 2015. We're live here in Mandalay Bay. I am Michael Lauer here with Ryan Redhawk McPherson. Ryan, what a day we're having so far, huh?
So far, so good. We're reeling in the big fish today, aren't we?
We really are, man. And I'm really excited about this next guest. He's no stranger to the Business Radio X microphone at all. We have with us Ashish Pathak from Oracle. He is the Director of Product Management. How are you doing, Ashish?
Hey, doing good, Mike. Good to see you again.
Yeah, good to see you again, man. I know last time we spoke, we were talking at Oracle Open World, correct?
That's correct, yes.
And the big thing that we were talking about is the cost management aspect of e-business suite, right?
That's right, yes.
So now you've kind of added to that, right? You got to talk more manufacturing, right?
So since then, we have released quite a bit of extra functionality on top of manufacturing. So it's not only just the business suite manufacturing, but also cost management. We have some new enhancements and new features that we have released in manufacturing, like auto dekit. Then we have extensively built outsourced manufacturing, where you can keep track of how your contract manufacturers are producing and manufacturing your stuff and shipping it back to you and keeping track of quantities at their site.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. It is really neat. It's all automated. Very little.
It's even better.
Yeah. We have some really nice marquee names on outsourced manufacturing. Then we have built something called an outside processing functionality for process manufacturing, which was a long time pending gap. So that's really cool as well. We also rolled out something called eKanban, which is like Kanban cards, but now they are like electronic. You can set up these Kanban cards to execute your lean manufacturing. They're really, really slick. It's a beautiful product where you can even do simulations and you can plan cards, you can create temporary cards, in addition to all the Kanban-like facility that the Kanban cards provide, right? You can hook up to suppliers and you can have multiple suppliers set up to provide on one particular sourcing and all the cool stuff. So these are the current enhancements. Then there are completely new products that were built. The new products are in-memory cost management, and we'll talk more detail about
it. Yeah, yeah. I want to dig into in-memory when we get to it, but yeah, keep going.
Then we also have some really nice Indica extensions built for manufacturing as well as cost management.
Okay.
Indica extensions are being built across EBS, but there's some really neat focus on manufacturing, both discrete and process, as well as the cost management that supports both discrete and process models. In-memory cost management has some really interesting roadmap as well. We are building out a product called in-memory cost planning, which is like a precursor to the cost management, allows you to set up costs accurately. A lot of businesses struggle in this particular area. On the manufacturing side, we are building something called in-memory yield management, and that is again really, really slick because it allows you to model and keep track of your actual yield that is happening on the shop floor. Be able to respond to it in real time, do investigations and find out the root cause of why your yield went down or why your yield changed, why a certain lot got kind of spoiled in the manufacturing process, and then be able to react to it. And the complete functionality allows you to even do a predictive kind of stuff where you see some of these steps going wrong. It will help you figure out what else could go wrong and how you can correct to those steps. There's a lot of data mining and big data processing that goes on in the back end to figure out all the associations and, you know, to figure out exactly how
right.
yield management works. And that.
I always find it incredible how there's a new release and everyone's like, oh, this is so cool. Everything's going so well. How could I make it any better? And then you do, right? Mm-hmm. So, and part of that new aspect of things is your in-memory yield management product that uses big data and in-memory in general. So speak to that and how exciting it is and why customers should really care.
Sure. So last year in June, Larry announced a feature in the core Oracle's database in 12c, a feature called in-memory option, which allows the applications to take benefit of that particular feature to speed up a lot of processes that would have taken time otherwise, until the databases that were till that version. So having had this opportunity in the core database, we designed applications around it to fulfill some of the long pending gaps. And these gaps were not because we didn't know or we didn't have the ability to kind of build out, but if we build these features, they would have taken a while to kind of come back with answers to the processes. So for example, when we did one of the benchmarks for one of the automotive industry, they have like 4,000 cars with about 15 million parts on the cars that are used to make those up, and then about 2 billion cost details, records as in information about the cost. To come up with the cost of those 4,000 cars, it used to take about 58 hours. And we have been able to cut it down to 3 minutes and 27 seconds.
I don't even know what kind of percentage of saving that is, but it's like huge.
It is. It is like 1,000 times, 1,003 times kind of improvement.
Well, you touched on something real quick. I'm going to deviate, and we'll circle back. But about benchmarks, explain what you mean by benchmarks and what benchmarks you have for your products. Because as a customer, that's kind of what I care about. Is how is it really going to work for me, right?
Right. So when we do benchmarking like activities for our processes, what we do is we figure out a typical load that customer runs. We figure out all these long-running processes where we can use the new technology and alleviate the pain. In a situation like in-memory cost management, right? The pain point was that if there was a change in cost of something, it took a business like weeks to really respond to that. And a response to that and then come up with a new price on what you should be selling that product. If it took you weeks, you lost so much more money on it, right? So that's the kind of pain point we picked up. And then we benchmarked it using our internal processes where we run a huge load like the automotive load we talked about on a typical configuration of a machine that customer has. Then we run it on a commodity machine, which a typical customer machine with the in-memory database. That's about a 400 times improvement coming down from 58 hours to 23 minutes and something. And then the third level of benchmarking we did was on an engineered system, running an Exadata machine with the 12C in-memory database with the in-memory option. And that's the one that came down to like 3 minutes and 27 seconds. So earlier, having engineered system was like a prerequisite to running in-memory applications, which it is not anymore. You can now run on commodity machines, but you need to have the in-memory option of the database enabled.
Sure, sure. Now, as a customer, this is not certainly not an inexpensive investment, right? I'm going to want to see it in action before I kind of purchase it. How can I demo it? How can I take a look at how this works before I make that investment and switch my business over to this?
Great question. So what Oracle on the EBS side has come up with, there's a YouTube channel, and then there's the Oracle Streams channel. So for in-memory cost management, we have recently released a video on Oracle Streams that talks about one of the aspects of the value proposition that product brings forth. It's a really great video. It's like a 7-minute clip that shows the challenge that the business, typical business, any business having like a global supply chain, faced with the situation of expanding into a new market, facing situations of increasing costs or changing costs and offering discounts and such. Faced with a situation like that, they can quickly do a simulation from a completely cost perspective and figure out whether it's ideal to move in that direction or not. Something like this would have taken like weeks to do in the past. Even Oracle, right? If the cost of a flash drive changes, for example, it takes us like weeks to figure out what the new cost of all our hardware should be. So that's the kind of value prop that the Streams video brings forth. So you can always go there and see. The other part of the question that I understood was the whole pricing aspect, right? So the first versions or the earlier versions of in-memory application for EBS, we had a prerequisite that you had to have engineered systems, which was considerably more expensive to invest in. And then now we have requirement only on the database side. So that is relatively a much better price point. In addition to that, we have different deployment situations or scenarios to say you can do it an on-premise, which is you have your own instance running on any hardware. You need to get the new database, 12C with in-memory option, and then just apply it as a patch straight on top. In addition to that, you can even deploy it like a separate server on the side.
So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. And The challenge in that part is to move the data between the two machines.
Right, right.
And we have the plumbing as well as the routines written out of the box that will take the data back and forth.
Just plug it in.
Just plug it in. And we also now have an offering with managed cloud services. That, again, introduces like a on-demand kind of a solution where they can let the managed cloud services do everything about the hardware.
You've got something for everybody.
Pretty much.
That's so cool, man.
That is pretty much.
You guys really listen to the customers, I can tell, because you have all these different solutions that that is good for any particular vertical, any particular customer. So that's really cool stuff.
Right. Sure.
But Ashish, you know, we're running out of time here, unfortunately, and I know you've got places that you kind of want to go, and there's lots of places to see, lots of things to do. So we appreciate you coming out, carving out some time, and coming on. So
sure,
thanks for coming by.
Mike. Yeah, thanks. That was good talking to you again.
Good. And hopefully we'll see you next year, too, and at Open World and everything else.
Yes, absolutely. We'll talk to
you. Looking forward
then.
To checking back in with you. I'm Michael Lauer here for the Business Radio X family, and my co-host, Ryan McPherson. We'll see you in a little bit at Live Collaborate 2015.